So today we're talking with three more participants in CAM 347 Social Media Practicum, and we're talking about your blogging and social media experiences so far in the class. So let's start with the tough part. What has been the hardest part for you so far? And when you give your, we'll ask your name and your blog. So, Daquan, your name, full name?
My name's Daquan Smith, and I'm doing Hoops Hysteria.
And what has been the toughest part of it for you?
I think figuring out what content to post, and also how to like customize it and get everything right. So that's been the hardest part for me.
So WordPress has been giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
Jordan.
My name is Jordan Purvis. You gotta have it. Basically for me, I think the hardest part was, or is, basically taking the time to kind of think. Like, for me, I'm a person where I don't want to rush things, I want things to come naturally. So for me to post a blog, or for me to post a blog post, it'll take me several days to just kind of really come up with a great idea.
Okay, and
I'm Matthew Turner, and I do memes, movies, and music with Matt, and I think the hardest part has been organizing, especially for my podcast, because I record with somebody else, so scheduling, watching like 2.5 hour long movies, then finding a time when we have 3 free hours to record has been the hardest part.
Okay, and I am the professor, Professor Plotz. So sounds like all of you have different things that you're struggling with. Depends on how far along the way you are. Have you gotten any feedback yet from your post or from your activity?
I haven't gotten any.
So Daquan says no. Matt says no. Jordan.
I got like your opinion on what I should be doing and how I can improve. Just like basically do what I can do and then basically go back and fix it afterwards. So
how do you think you want to progress? What do you think your next steps are to build an audience and to start building up your content? You got very silent here.
I guess talk to more people, get like their opinions on what they want to like see on a blog.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe I could like start a poll like we did for the actual proposals. I can do a poll for the website and link it at the bottom, share it on my Facebook maybe.
I think for me it's just using the people around me. So for example, my close friend, his name is Q, or we call him Q, and he's basically releasing an album in March later on this year. So what he did was basically we have a group chat in my fraternity where he basically posted his album cover. He said, hey guys, just take this picture, post on your social media accounts like Instagram, Facebook, to kind of inform other people that this album's coming out. So it's like one person, then 5 people, then 10 people. So it's going around.
That's the social part of social media.
Yeah.
And have you reached out yet? Have you connected with, say, Facebook and Twitter and your connections there?
Not yet.
Yeah, no, I haven't used any social media yet.
I think the reason why we haven't really went towards social media is because of the fact that we don't think we're going to continue this after this class. So it's kind of funny to know how like you mentioned your mom or your aunt liking your thing. Like for me, that's too much. Like I can't do that.
Your mom is not going to follow your blog?
No, like that's the thing. She will, but like that's kind of like too much. Like I don't want my mom to like do that.
She's not your audience, is what you're saying.
No, she can be. Like anybody could, but it's just like my own family. I don't want that. Because it's something small. I don't think I'm going to like do this past class, possibly.
I also want mine to like look good before like I put it out there. Like I don't want to just put some BS out.
So you got some quality control that you want to make sure you do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we may have to check back in with you toward the end of class, toward May, and see how everything has developed. But sometimes this can be a bit of a challenge, and that's what this class is a little bit. And this podcast hopefully will be going up next week. So watch for it then. That should do it. Bye for now.